श्री श्री राधा श्याम सुंदर जी की, श्री कृष्ण बलराम जी की, श्री गोनीताय की, लक्ष्मण सिंह देव की, श्रील प्रभुपाद की, समवेत भक्तवृंद की, ग्रंथराज श्री चैतन्य चरितामृत की, ताय गौर परमानंद जी। जय जय श्री चैतन्य, जय नित्या जय जय श्री चैतन्य, जय नित्यानंद। जय द्वैत चंद्र, जय गौर भक्त वृंद। जय जय श्री चैतन्य, जय नित्यानंद। जय द्वैत चंद्र, जय गौर भक्त वृंद। श्री चैतन्य चरितामृत, दिस मॉर्निंग वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्री चैतन्य चरितामृत मध्य लीला चैप्टर 20, द लॉर्ड इंस्ट्रक्शन एट अन गोस्वामी। वी आर स्टार्टिंग फ्रॉम 42, राइट? 342 332. You sure? Let's see what is coming up there. Okay, yeah. 332. 332. Kriti Shukla Chaturbahu. Jatilo Valkalambara. కృష్ణాజినోపవీతాక్షాన్ విభ్రదండకమండలు కృతే శుక్లశ్చతుర్బాహు జటిలో వల్కలాంబర కృష్ణాజినోపవీతాక్షాన్ విభ్రదండకమండలు. Please chant.
Thank you.
Krite, in the Satya Yuga, Shuklaha, having a white color and bearing the name Shukla. Chaturbahu, having four arms. Jatila, with a bunch of hair. Valkala Ambara, wearing a garment made of deer's tree bark. Krishna Ajina, black color antelope skin. Upavita, sacred tree. Akshan, a garland of bees for chanting. Vibrat, carried. Danda Kamandalu, a rod and water pot. Translation by His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada Ki Jai. In the Satya Yuga, the Lord appeared in a body color white. In the body color white, with four arms and matted hair. He wore tree bark and bore a black antelope skin. He wore a sacred thread and a garland of Rudraksha beads. He carried a rod and a water pot, and he was a brahmachari. Who that could be? Anybody had an idea? Louder, please. Huh? I didn't hear. Brahma? Vamande, okay, thank you. Vibradanda Kamandalu. Okay, so here, Vamande has a Rudraksha and his garland, on his neck. Rudrakshas. Who wear Tulsi neck bead. Vamande has Rudrakshas. Good to know, right? And 333. Tretayam Rakta Varano Shau. Chaturbahu Trimekalaha Hiranyakesha Strayatma Shrakshruk Vadyupalakshanaha Shrakshruk Vadyupalakshanaha. Okay. Translation. In Treta Yuga, the Lord appeared in a body that had reddish hue and four arms. Again, four arms. Satya Yuga also four arms, Treta Yuga four arms. And then, there were three distinctive lines on his abdomen, and his hair was golden. His form manifested the Vedic knowledge, and he bore the symbols of a sacrificial spoon, ladle, and so on. In the sacrifice, we use some certain spoon, the spoon. It's called the ghee pouring spoon is called shruk, and there is another one is uses for water. It's called shruva, shruk shruva adilakshana. So, who is that incarnation? Huh? Any idea? Yagya purusha is the personified yagya himself. So he is holding shruka shruva adi upalakshana and anything that is needed for yagya. He has a reddish hair, but golden hair. Yes, golden hair, reddish hue. Nice to know. Yagyamurti. So Vamana and Satyayuga. Satyayuga is also called Krita Yuga. It's a Krita Shukla Chaturbhavu. Krita means that in Satyayuga, people are so so educated, so fixed in their and their duties. So of course they have a long life also. So by the end of life, they are kind of everything done. They have done everything. So they are so satisfied with their life. Krita kritya, right? Whatever you needed to be done, you have done. So and that's why everybody was so fulfilling. You know? So they have no anxiety. Everything is done. So that's how Satyayuga is called Krita. Kritaya dhyayato Vishnu. Satyayuga many times is called Krita Yuga. Krita means you are done, everything fine, no anxiety, no more hankering for next time. In Kali Yuga we always hankering. So now it's 3:34. Okay. Satyayuga dharma dhyana karaya shukla murti dhari. Kartamukhe varadila jaha kripa kari. Satyayuga dharma dhyana karaya shukla murti dhari. Kartamukhe varadila jaha kripa kari. I feel that in this verse, there are two words extra. That's why it's a little awkward to say. If you reduce the two words, then it's fine. But we can do that. Okay. Then the translation. As the white incarnation, the Lord taught religion and meditation. He offered benedictions to Kardamuni, and in this way, he showed his causeless mercy. So is this still referring to Satyayuga incarnation? Somewhat it looks like. In Satyayuga incarnation, that was white, and Treta Yuga that was red, right? So the white murti, the white incarnation, he taught religion and meditation, dharma dhyana. Yeah? And then he offered benediction to Kardamuni, and in this way he showed his causeless mercy. So that is in very, very beginning in Satyayuga. Very beginning means that's the beginning of Brahma's day. You know, in the Brahma's day, when the day starts, and Lord Brahma starts creation. It's like as we our day starts, we wake up and start, you know, clearing ourselves and getting ready to go Mangalarati. So that's Brahma's Mangalarati is to start creation. So, how that happens, let's see. Bhagavad Srila Prabhupada says, Kardamuni was one of the Prajapatis. He married Devahuti, the daughter of Manu, and their son was Kapiladev. The Supreme Lord was very pleased with Kardamuni's austerities, and he appeared before Kardamuni in a whitish body. Okay. This happened in Satyayuga millennium, when people were accustomed to practicing meditation. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. I forgot to pray today. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya. Chakshurun militam yena tasmai shri gurave namah. Namavum Vishnu padaya krishna preshtaya bhutale srimate bhaktivedanta swamiti namine. Namaste sarasate deve gauravani pracharine. Nirvishesha sunyavadi paschatya deshatarine. Pancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindhubhya eva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you. Srila Prabhupada ki. So, Srila Prabhupada mentions Prajapatis in the purport. So Prajapatis, let's learn about the Prajapatis. What are those Prajapatis? Praja means a citizen. Praja means the offspring, descendants. And Pati means one who protects them, nurtures them, brings them up. And Pati means also the king, the progenitor in the language of Puranas, progenitor. Progenitor means they have their descendants. In general, we find Prajapatis are the first 10 sons of Lord Brahma. Anyone has any idea who are the 10 sons of Lord Brahma? Yes, Narada Muni. Of course, Narada Muni didn't have any children, but still he is known as one of the Prajapati. And who? Four Kumaras. They are also Brahmachari. They are not Prajapatis. What is that?
Daksha
Prajapati. He is well known in Puranas. Daksha Prajapati is, Prajapati is always taking his name. Daksha Prajapati. But yeah. And so 10 children of Brahma. Brahma was not married. But he created these different sons from his, born from his toe, from his some born from his mind, from his skin, some born from his meditation. It just happened. Brahma can do that. Tejiyasam, however. So that's Marichi, Atri, Angira, Pulastya, Pulaha, Kratu, Bhrigu, Vasishta. And Dasamastatra Narada says, I'm looking at my notes here. So, Marichi is the first one. Ani Atri, Angira, Pulastya, Kulaha, Kratu, Bhrigu, Vasishta, Daksha. Daksha Prajapati is there among them. And Dasamastatra Narada. And Narada is the tenth one, because Narada is a pure devotee. So, his name is included there, but he was totally aloof from this material affair, the creating and children. I simply chant Hare Krishna and be happy. And Kardama was also born in that. Chayaya Kardamo Jagge says that Kardama was born of the shadow of Lord Brahma. Srila Prabhupada comments on that topic, that three gunas, the three qualities of material nature, they are not always unalloyed. They always get mixed up together, there is some sattva-guna, then the raja-guna, tamo-guna will be, somehow they're mixed here and there. So because of the mix of those qualities, all these other rishis, they become a little passionate, I have to say. They were ready to go for the creation. And whereas Kardama was born of a little bit more of goodness, therefore he had the quality of going to austerity and to meditate upon Lord Vishnu, upon the Lord. Supreme Personality of Godhead. So as soon as Brahma ordered them, okay, you start creation. Kardama said, I would like to go to the forest and meditate upon the Lord first of all. That's a good, good idea, Lord Brahma said, good idea, go for it. And so Kardama Muni, and Srila Prabhupada mentions that Narada Muni was born out of his pure consciousness, therefore his pure devotee. He didn't get into creation. Kardama Muni goes to the forest, and then he meditated upon the Lord for so many thousands of years, and Lord appeared. That's what we're talking about here. The Lord appeared in white form. And so, because the purpose was to expand the creation, Lord Vishnu ordered him to get married. So Kardamani was, so long I've been meditating here, I'm brahmachari. How I start creation? Don't worry. You know Swayambhu Manu? He got 5 children, 2 boys and 3 girls. Swayambhu Manu will be coming day after tomorrow to you, to meet you. And he's looking for the best groom for his daughter. So he will come and then he will propose. You should accept because she's a very nice girl. Very nice, very full of qualities, good qualities. So you should accept her. And then what the purpose will be? The Lord said, I will come as your child. I will come as your child and your life will be blessed. So then Lord went back to his abode. And then as the time passed, at the right time, Swayambhu Manu came along with his wife, Shatarupa, and his daughter, Devahuti. So he came and he approached Kardamuni. Since Lord Vishnu already have instructed the plan, so Kardamuni accepted. So Swayambhu Manu was very happy to offer his daughter to Kardamuni, and they got married. And Swayambhu Manu gave, because Swayambhu Manu was a king. He's another, son of Lord Brahma. So he's the first king in the planet. So first king has lots of wealth. I mean, the globe, the universe was almost empty, right? So they're just starting. They're just starting the creation, you know. So, of course, the king gave lots of dowries and they went back. Devahuti, now the new married girl, she's there, she's serving her husband, and her husband, after a while, he just forgot about I got married or not. He went back to his practice. For so many years, he went to meditation. And as a chaste wife, Devahuti served him accordingly, whatever he needed. And after so long, he just when he woke up from his meditation, then he recognized, oh, you are my wife. I completely forgot, and I have to take care of you. So he out of his mystic power, he creates nice. Was that water pond? And then Devahuti, he asked Devahuti to go take bath, and you know, then he created many other maid servants. She was served by them, and then also he created the nice a plane. By going in that, so that the plane would fly with the speed of mind, or according to your desire. So in this way they have so many years travel around the world and then to the universe, and they enjoyed the best they could. Meanwhile they had 9 daughters. 9 daughters, very well behaved, full of good qualities, 9 daughters. Why not? Of course, they're going to be the sisters of the Lord. Srila Prabhupada mentions that there are 21 prajapatis in the first canto. 21 prajapatis. So I tried to search through. I was not satisfied with the number coming up, different names. I came up to maybe 18, 19, 20. 20, so I could tell you there. Brahma is also one of the Prajapatis, because he is the starting point of creation. Surya, Sun God, Manu, Swayambhu Manu, dharma, and then the Soma, the moon god, Yama, Yamaraj, and then the Kardama's name is also there. There are a few others. And so these are all the Prajapatis. Now, of course, we know Daksha Prajapati so well because he creates so many progenies. Here, the Kardamuni had 9 daughters, and then one day Lord Brahma came to visit because Lord Brahma knew the Lord is going to appear from the womb of Devahuti. Lord Brahma came with his 10 sons and they prayed the Lord. Of course, this is going to be Kapil Dev. So, and at the end, when Lord Brahma was taking leave, Kardamuni said, please tell me something. That I have these 9 daughters, I have to get them the married. Lord Brahma said, there's no issue at all. I've got these 9 boys. I have 10, but the one is very much brahmachari. So don't worry about him. The other 9, they can marry you, they can get married with your daughters. Lord Brahma left and Kardamuni had the marriage done. All this with the 9 daughters, 9 rishis got married. And these descendants are described in 3rd canto, 4th canto. And then the Lord Kapila appears. Once the 9 daughters were got married, Kardamuni, he wanted to go back to forest. And at that time, Devahuti asked that, we had 9 children, they all got married. Now you're leaving, then who will be with me? Who will be there as a protector? Then Kardamuni said, oh, the Lord is appearing very soon. So that's what happened. So Kardamuni left. Kapildev appeared, Kardamuni prayed him, and then he left. So Kapildev appeared, and then he's been here. So in the first canto, Suta Goswami describes these 24 avatars, and the 5th one is Kapildev. In fact, fifth canto, and the first canto we read, that Panchama Kapilo Jagya Siddhesha Kala Viplutam Probacha Suraye Shankyam Tattva Grama Vinirnayam. So the fifth incarnation is Kapil Dev. He is Siddhesha. He is the master among the Siddha and the perfected beings. And Lord Krishna also mentioned Kapila's name in Bhagavad Gita. Siddhanam Kapilo Muni. Right? Among the Siddhas, I am Kapila Muni. Bhishma Dev mentions Kapil Dev in Bhagavatam. When he is lying on the arrow bed, right? So Sri Krishna brought everyone from Hastinapur to see him because Yudhishthira was thinking that I'm so sinful, you know, because of my own selfish, I have killed so many people, and so I'm drowned in the sinful reactions, and for millions of years I'll be rotten in the hell. Who can protect me? Who can? Vyasadev tried to specify him. Lord Krishna, many other rishis tried. He was not satisfied with their response. Finally, Krishna made this arrangement. And okay, let's go to see Bhishma Pitama. He's about to die, and you will get some satisfaction from his words. Of course, one great Mahajan, Vishnudev, was going to die, and Krishna made that arrangement so that we can hear something from Bhishma Pitama. So when Pandavas arrived, Bhishma Pitama, it is said he welcomed everyone and he worshipped everyone. He thanked the Pandavas. And he also lamented that so many tribulations Pandavas had to go through. Even though Pandavas are not so weak, Yudhishthira is dharma personified. Bhima is so strong and Arjuna is so powerful. And on top of that, Lord Krishna is always with them. Still, they have to suffer so long. Oh my goodness. And he concludes that this is all time. And the time is Lord Krishna himself. He's right here. Asyanu bhavam bhagavan veya guhyatamam shivaha. Bhishmadev said, the glory of the Lord who is standing right here. Pandavas, you always have thought that he is your maternal cousin brother, and he is your minister, he is your messenger, and also even Arjuna made him driving his chariot. He fulfills all the necessities of the sambandha of the devotees, but ultimately he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And because of his desire, all these things happen. He desired that you go through these troublesome situations. And finally, the Lord wanted the Dharma would come victorious. And so therefore, you have gone through this. So therefore, you should not lament that you are sinful and this and that. So just be satisfied with the desire of Krishna. And with the desire of Krishna, now you rule the kingdom with Dharma. Nata pahi praja prabhu. The citizens are now helpless, so you take the kingdom of Hastinapur, now you rule. So in this way, Bhishma Pitama says that the glories of the Lord can be known by very few people. Of course, the 12 Mahajans are mentioned in Bhagavatam. Swayambhu, Narada, Shambhu. Right? So Bhishma is one of the Mahajan, and he's saying, Lord Shiva knows who he is, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Bhagavan Kapila. And what's the other one? So these very few people know about the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So therefore, be satisfied. In the plan of Lord Krishna and the rule of the kingdom. So here, Kardama Muni is known so Kardama Muni is the incarnation in the Satya Yuga, very first. There are many, many, many. We have been reading from Srimad Bhagavatam. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching Sanatana Goswami about the glories of the Lord. And in that, he is describing so many incarnations of the Lord. So many incarnations. Some of those he counted. And he also he described how the Lord looks like and in which hand what he has, and Shankar Chakra Gada Padma, they are always displaced in different places, different hands. So it's so intricacies of this. And beyond that, how we can think of this the incarnation of the Lord. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita gives much more in the details of just the theory of the Lord's incarnations. The Lord Brahma's in one day of Lord Brahma there are 14 manus, and in each manu, in the time of each manu, the Lord appears at least one avatar. So in that way, in Brahma's one whole day, he could say 14 avatars, 14 incarnations of the Lord. And if you count in the whole year, you'll have more than 5,000 avatars. And in 100 years of age of Lord Brahma, he will see more than 500,000 incarnations of the Lord. How many you can describe? How many you can count? How many to remember even the names? And we know 1,000 names, Vishnu Sahasra Nam, this and that. 5 million, my God. it's unlimited, therefore, Avatara Yasankhaya Hare Sattva Nidhir Jita, in the first canto, Sutta Goswami says, there are unlimited pastimes, unlimited incarnations of the Lord. Hare Sattva Nidhir Jita. So here in this, what I'm saying, Lord Kapila presents the philosophy of Sankhya. So Prabhupada explains that what is Sankhya. Sankhya word comes from Sankhya. Sankhya means numbers, counting. So the philosophy which established by counting different elements, that is called Sankhya. And Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Sankhya Yoga Prathak Vala Prabhadantina Pandita. So those who consider Sankhya is different than devotional service, Sankhya and Yoga, they are different, they are not educated. they are not educated. Because the Sankhya and devotional, there is no difference. In Lord Kapila teaching Sankhya Bhagavatam, third canto, the first of all he teaches the devotional service. And you should understand me, you know, you should meditate upon me, happy form, smiling form, and in this way you will become fixed in devotional service. And then he goes on to explaining what are the elements of creation. There are elements of creation, one after another, that the elements get together, which is called pradhana. With the help of those pradhana and prakriti, then creation starts. It's not simply that, as we hear, Big Bang theory, right? In Big Bang theory, you don't hear any ingredients, any elements. Big Bang, all of a sudden, it just happened. Something happened, you know. You know better than me about the Big Bang theory. You know? All of a sudden, there was a volcano. And then the creation will start expanding. How that happens? By chance. Nothing happened by chance, Srila Prabhupada said. There is always a plan. How that happens? The Lord desires to create. Was that the word? So kamayata. He desired. Prajasijayati. Prajasijayati. Let me create. Lord desires. And then from there, what happens? And then he glances over the material nature. And from there, then this the material nature creates what? These elements. Bhumirapo nalubayu kammano buddhirevaca ahankara iti yamme bhinna prakitirashtada. Earth, water, fire, air, ether. Mind, intelligence, false ego. These are the elements, and then this, and then you have five knowledge acquiring senses and five working senses. These are 10, and then you have the objects of the senses, objects. So this is 15, and five gross elements. This is 20, and mind, intelligence, false ego. They are 23. And there is consciousness, 24. These are the 24 elements, the cause of the creation. Of course, the nimitta karan, the original cause is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and these are the nimitta, the upadan karan. So in Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada also mentions that there are two Kapilas. And if you look at the internet, there is so much confusion. People say that Kapila was born in maybe the 6th century, what is it called? 1600 BC, what is it called? BC? before Christ, right? 1600. And then they mixed up so much the information, it's not very clear. They say, Srimad Bhagavatam said that incarnation of Lord Vishnu, but then he was born. And they simply don't accept that there are two different personalities. This is original personality, Kapila, the son of Kardama Muni. He is born in Satyayuga, beginning of creation. He founded the Sankhya philosophy. And this Sankhya philosophy is mentioned in Bhagavatam and different Puranas. And then the imposter Kapila, Srila Prabhupada mentions. Imposter Kapila, that's a nakali one, a duplicate one, appeared much later in Kali Yuga. That may count as the 600 BC or something. And then he compiled about 600 sutras in Sankhya Yoga. And then it's based on just the material elements, there is no mention of the God, the Supreme Cause. But the people are just mixing up, Kapil this, Kapil that. But very clear is that there are two different personalities. One is original personality, one is a duplicate personality, the Kapila. So, the Kapila Muni, Prabhata Suraya Shankam Tattva Grama Binirnayam. So Kapila Muni instructed his disciple Asuri. For a little while I was thinking Asuri also means the descendant of Asura, that may be Prahlad Maharaj. But that's not the case. I think Prahlad Maharaj was instructed by Dattatreya. And so this Asuri is another name of Brahman. In many places it says that in the commentaries of Sridhar Maharaj, Sridhar Swami, and Vishnu Chakravarti also said, look, Asuri is the name of a Brahmana, name of a Rishi that came to Kapil Muni, and he was the first disciple of Kapil Muni. So Kapil Muni first taught this Sankhya Yoga to Asuri, and from there, I don't know how far that went. Of course, he instructed his own mother, Devahuti. So Kardamuni left for the forest, and so after some time, Devahuti realized, so long I have been enjoying this, to the power of mystic arrangement of my husband. My life has been just enjoying whole life, but I'm still not satisfied. What should I do? So then finally she approaches Kapila Muni, my dear son. Please instruct me. My senses are so much engrossed in material enjoyment, and I never find any satisfaction. So please instruct me. So in this way, when asked, I had a joke on the Sankhya. You know, there's two people got into discussion. The earth is flat. One person said, the earth is flat. You know that? You're wrong, man. You're not. Earth is not. The earth is round. Earth is very much round. You know, earth is round, just like a soccer ball. You know. And the other person said, no. It's flat. Because whenever you drive, it's just flat. If it's round, then cars will just fall down. Like, so no, it's not. So they were discussing for a long time, and then third person came and said, okay, can you tell us, earth is round or flat? I said, but I don't belong to here, so I don't know. So he doesn't belong to this earth. You discuss. I don't belong to your discussion. I don't belong to this earth at all. You find out. You know, there were two boys. They went to eat pizza in the restaurant. Two boys, one's name is Billy, another name is Willie. Billy and Willie. They come from poor family in the remote areas, they never heard of pizza. They heard of pizza, they never had it, you know. So nearby there was a restaurant, you know, a remote type of restaurant. They didn't have computers. And these boys thought, we got to eat pizza. Everybody talking about pizza. We never had it. We should enjoy. And then they looked at each other, oh, we're not looking good to go to the restaurant. At least we should wash our face. They wash their face, good looking good, comb their hair, go to the restaurant. And then they see that people are coming, getting pizza, paying, and going. Some people are sitting there and eating. They get an idea, okay, we sit here and eat, and we'll see what happens. So they got a pizza. First one started to eat. I mean, this guy doesn't have money, how can he eat? The other person, the Willie, Billy is eating, the Willie thought, oh, no. Let me see, I'll also go and eat pizza. What happens to him, that will happen to me. So he goes, get a pizza. And because they have seen the transaction, people are paying and taking and going, but somehow, you know, the customer said, okay, you're eating or going? And so we're eating. So you sit here and eat. So when they ate and they're about to go, they said, hey, the gotta pay money. The Billy said, well, I handed you $10 at the beginning. You don't remember how you do business? My God. He started, no, you didn't give. So meanwhile, the Willie is still eating. He said, my dear sir, in this issue, don't forget my $10 bill. I already paid. And he said, yeah, I remember you, but he didn't pay. But then the discussion was going on, and finally he said, okay, tell me, who paid and who didn't? So Willie said, just like Billy paid $10 to you, the same way I paid $10. And then the issue was finished. But then what was that? He didn't pay, so I didn't pay. He didn't pay, so I didn't pay. This is a Sankhya joke. Lord Kapila is instructing Devahuti. First of all, he instructed that prasanga majaram chapam atmana kavayo vidu. Attachment to the material is the network to be entangled in this material world. And the same attachment, if you apply to the saintly persons, to the devotees, then is the gateway to liberation. Moksha dwaram apavritam. Saeva sadhu sukrito moksha dwaram apavritam. So attachment to the material world is the gateway to the hell. And the attachment to the pure devotees is the gateway to the liberation, back to Godhead. And so this sadhu sukrita, sadhu means what? Who are those sadhu? And then he gives the symptoms of sadhus. Titikshava, karunika, surida, sarvadevina, the symptoms of sadhus are given. And what happens actually, we associate with the sadhus, then satam prasangan, mamavirya samvidav. Satam prasangan, by sitting and discussing with the sadhus, the saintly persons, mama virya samvida, then you get to know about my glories. Bhavanti hitkarna rasayana katha, your ears and your heart become rejuvenated. And sraddha ratir bhakti ranukramishati, in this way you gradually develop sraddha, the faith, bhakti, the devotional service, rati, the attachment to the lotus feet of the Lord, anukramishati, and then in this way, gradually will come. So in this way, very detailed, so much detailed instruction Kapil Muni gave. And then in chapter 26, in third canto, he goes on to explaining the elements. Chaturvishcha, chaturvishcha. It was there. Panchabhi, Panchabhi, Brahma, Chaturbhi, Dasabhi, Tatha. As I already mentioned that. Panchabhi means the five gross elements. And Panchabhi, again, the subtle elements. And Chaturbhi, mind, intelligence, false ego, and consciousness. Dasabhi means ten senses, acquiring knowledge and working. And these are the 24 elements. This is called Pradhan. And in this way, that is much more detail. And this, Lord Kapila goes on to show much on further how a person comes in the womb, how it develops, and how he feels the pain in the birth of, in the time of birth. And similarly, how he suffers in old age. How one feels the great suffering, the pain in the time of death. All these are so vividly described in third canto. Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes in his one of the bhajan that I have seen my Lord. I have had the glimpse of you when I was in the womb of my mother. But all of a sudden, you disappeared and you cheated me. Then I thought, at this time, if I take birth, I vow to be servant of my Lord. I will serve Him for my whole life. But what happened when I took birth? The Maya, the material nature, was so strong that I totally forgot what I vowed to the Lord. Totally forgot. And then I thought it was all nice that my relatives, my parents, my brothers and sisters, everybody was kissing me and keeping me in their lap. I thought it was so nice to be in this material world. Hare Krishna. I thought that's all. But then gradually I started growing. I started playing with my boyfriends, both my playmates, right? And then happened that I went to school. It was hard in the beginning, but after I got into studying, and finally, after so many years of studying, I earned the degree, PhD, whatever. And then due to that achievement, I traveled to the different countries. I did a lot of business. I made lots of houses, Vrindavan and Mayapur, and Alachua, so many places. I don't have one. Bardoke ekhano bhakti vinod kandiya katar ati na bhajiya tore din vritha gelo ekhon ki hobe gati. Bhakti Vinod Thakur says, I'm getting old now. I do so much business, so much money. I'm taking care of my family and everybody grown up, but I'm getting old. Bardaki ekona bhakti vinod kandiya kadar. Now I'm crying. Why I'm crying? Because my whole life has gone in vain. I didn't worship you, my Lord. What will happen to me now? Ekon ki hobe gati. This is the same situation for us all, right? We get old, and then there'll be no strength in our senses to do anything. Shankaracharya says now, Adi Shankaracharya says, when you're in the boyhood, young age, you spend your time playing, and you become older in your youth, and you look for your counterpart, like opposite sex. And then that goes on, and at the old age, then you just full of anxieties. My property, my family, my bank balance, my this, my that, who will take care, what will do, what I will do, and I can work, I can do. And also full of anxieties. Pare brahmani kopina lagna. And so all this time is gone, you have no time to think about Krishna, think about Parabrahma. Even if we are going through so many of these issues in the material world, and to maintain the family, to maintain your job, of course, and then all these things, all the material affairs, if there is any time we keep separate to think of Krishna, then everything will be all right. Everything will be all right. Krishna will take care. Because you've been so busy in this material world, taking care of this and that, even in the midst of that, if you have thought of me, Krishna will take into account, and he will think of you at the end of your life. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So Sankhya Yoga is basically to think how the Lord have created this world, and how can I understand him? And because he is so great, he is so full of glory, and then I'm simply insignificant compared to him. So therefore, let me render my devotional service to him and chant Hare Krishna and be happy. Hare Krishna. Is there any questions in this regard?
It seems like a lot of the Prajapatis and early saints and ascetics, they would perform great austerities, you know, hundreds of thousands of years of meditation and yajna, and hardly one, you know, becomes Krishna conscious. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta said, even if one person becomes Krishna conscious, he's satisfied. And Prabhupada mentioned that, you know, so much endeavor is going there. It seems just so few really take up this process of asking how to solve the problems of life, or we just don't care. Are we that much ingrained in, shouldn't the attraction of Krishna maybe renovate a much stronger determination to get out of this world?
I do have a question.
I guess so.
Yes. Well, in that period of time, there was a system. Of course, the Karda Muni showed the example. And then later, even Daksha Prajapati, when he was creating the Sabalashwas and Hariashwas, he first ordered them, go to the forest and what was his instruction? Do tapa. And when you qualify, you come back and then you start our business. So that was the first qualification. You had to go and do austerities to become qualified for your business. Tapasya brahmacharyena samena cha damena cha. In Vedas also said that tapasya, by the austerity only the sun was able to give light. By the austerity only the varuna, the wind god was able to give us air, and so on. You know, so it gives a glory of austerity. So that was the first qualification. You go do the austerities, and through that you gain the qualification. What your goal is next to fulfill. Does it make sense? Yes. Anantita Prabhu.
So it seems quite clear from the last verse that the Satya Yuga avatar is Kapila Muni, not Vamana. The previous verse, it seemed to be describing Vamana, but then Prabhupada clarified in the purport that this Satyayuga avatar is Kapila Muni.
Of course, in the list of Kapila Muni is the fifth. Kapila Muni, Panchama Kapilo Jata. So Kapila Muni's incarnation is number fifth. So before that, what was that? Hamsa avatar, four Kumaras, and whatever came before, the Narayana, all that happened all in Satyayuga. So Kapila Muni is one of them. Vamandevi is one of them also. That, you know, that come in Satyayuga. Right? Any other questions? Was that okay?
Uh-huh.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, Hansa avatar. Yeah, Hansa is mentioned there. Yeah, so, I mean, there are many names mentioned. I think one of the commentary, I think, Bamsidhar Babaji, Bamsidhar, and the Bhagavatam commentary, many years ago I looked at it, and he goes on to Yuga Avataras, Lila Avataras, I've read that, I don't remember now, but yeah, there's many of them mentioned. And Kapil Muni is one of them. Okay, is that good? Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Jai. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai. Jai.